Yo guys, I hope you're well. I am back. We kind of left this late today, with it being Jones's birthday, but I wanted to kind of throw a quick one in before I went to bed. Basically, got a 6 a.m. in the morning, so I'm gonna watch Handmaid's Tale now. But before I do, I thought I'd throw a podcast out just to kind of keep that routine going, keep that consistency going, and basically cover what we kind of talked about today on the post. Obviously, we just linked it back to Lee's birthday. And just how a healthy lifestyle, how that should be everyone's goal. Like, maintenance calories should be everyone's goal. And how fad diets don't allow you to find that balance of basically having a birthday. Today we have a lot of food. We've had Candy Mania, which was a crazy ice cream in a big massive fishbowl thing. Obviously, yeah, in a pub, so pub food. We've had pizza, a whole pizza each. We had the biggest piece of birthday cake I've ever seen. And yeah, we just spoke basically how that if you're on a fad diet or if you're in a slimming club doing sins and points and I say even calories to an extent, like if you've not got that relationship or that healthy relationship with food where you feel like you have to count all the time and you're not in a good place with your nutrition and your mindset and your lifestyle, one birthday can knock you massively off track with everything. Like a lot of people in slimming clubs would have been okay, let's say Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday the birthday today, so absolutely smash food in, know that they smash food in, more carbs, more food that they think is bad even though there's no good and bad food, naturally will wake up tomorrow heavier with more food in your belly, you've ate more carbs so you'll naturally hold more water, and then probably feel guilty, so just kind of one day will turn into a whole week throwing the towel in. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about like the all or nothing mentality anyway. But yeah, we just find that if you're on a diet and you're on 1,000 calories and you're doing juicing or you're doing detoxes or you're doing slimming clubs, you can't have that long-term lifestyle because life will throw things at you. Birthdays, weddings, just kind of getting poorly, work, kids, so many things what won't allow you to have that plan. This is why meal plans don't work. Another example of a fad diet is your coach has put you on a certain meal plan and then your birthday comes, you're not going to eat chicken rice and broccoli and whatever kind of rice cakes and sniffing a piece of chocolate or whatever they kind of got you on these days. You're going to want to eat normal food, and this is where education comes in, this is where kind of that balance comes in, but you have to be educated in nutrition, in habits, in the long-term goals that you, otherwise you are always going to fail, you're always going to feel guilty when birthdays come round, when you kind of go off track, when you have a bad day, when you have a bottle of wine, and it's not a lifestyle to kind of be in. So yeah, today we have had a lot of food, but in a good place. Tomorrow morning, get up, I'm going to do the 6 with the clients, do the 7 with the clients, train myself at 8, and then I've got a full day on the laptop, just getting ready for our Christmas kind of running now, where people will start to kind of realise that the fad diets don't work, that the commercial gyms are not good enough, that personal trainers are ripping people off. Yeah, we'll kind of do a lot of cleaning up now towards Christmas as we get ready for like the little black dress and all that kind of stuff that people kind of throw around. But yeah, just wanted to say, if you have a bad day on the food, if you've got a birthday, it's not the end of the world. Don't throw a full week away because of one day. Enjoy your days, your meals, whatever it is, whatever you're celebrating. But it's just knowing that you, if you're in a good place, if you've got your week set, if you've got your month set, you just get back on track. This one day of a lot of food today will not ruin our week. It will not ruin our 90-day challenge. It's not going to ruin our long-term goals. I probably don't fancy another piece of cake just yet because of the size that we had before. But Saturday, when we've got it planned, we're going to go and watch Candyman, have some food, and then yeah, we've got cake again on Saturday. We've planned it in, and that's how we're kind of how we're doing our week. But whatever you're up to, hopefully that will hit home with some people, that these slimming clubs, these fad diets, these meal plans, you're not going to be able to balance them out with not having a normal lifestyle and trying to get those results on such a strict diet. Learn about nutrition, learn about changes, work with small steps, get support, do it around people who are kind of going in the same way, who can all look after each other, Yeah, the more you learn, the quicker you're going to get your results. The more times you do these fad diets, you're just taking a step further back away from the goals you actually want. Right, I'm off to watch Handmaid's Tale. Enjoy your evening, whatever you're up to, and I will see you tomorrow.